Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Readers Podcast, the comic book club where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics.
We sure do. And I'm afraid it's giving me a tech neck.
Reading comics?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always try to like, you know, tuck the chin, you know,
yeah, or like, whatever. How do I like, because I want to like read with good posture, but then I feel like I have to have my arms up in order to do that. And then that's just tiring.
Sometimes like when I'm reading digitally, I'll just like throw it up on my desktop, you know, and yeah, just read that way.
Have you seen those like stupid phone mounts that like go like around the neck and they just kind of like the arms are like bendable and they can like go right here? I kind of need that. I think
I have one.
Do you? No, you don't.
I think I do.
I think it's like a TikTok thing, isn't it?
Oh, is it new?
Like it's, I don't know if it's like new, but I think that's how people film like cooking videos and stuff.
You know what? A couple years ago, I asked for like one of these like arm clamp things that go onto like your bed frame and holds like your tablet. And
that you,
like,
I would
you
buck with.
You pull heavy. It around.
I would fall asleep so fast.
I haven't even taken out of the box. I know.
You have one?
Yeah, it's like 2 years old. I think it's.
Oh yeah, especially if you have like the scroll clicker thing.
Oh that yeah,
is. Yeah. I'm out.
Under the covers, bro.
Under the covers. I'm out in 2 minutes. Easily. I'm so good at sleeping.
Yeah, dude, I fall asleep sitting up. And I'm just like never in my like bed, and I'm like, let's read, you know?
It's yeah,
like, that's really only for sleeping. We have the TV in the room, don't even turn it on, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But we got different time codes in our description. We got the book, which is Indigo Children. We got Back Matter Matters in the poll list, but we start with the news. Not really like comic, or kind of not comics, rest in peace to Terrence Stamp.
Who's that?
You remember like the old guy in Terrence? The Haunted Mansion?
Yeah?
Yeah, he died. He also played General Zod in like the old Superman movies.
Oh, that guy. Yeah. I saw that, and then I saw that he'd played something else recently, and I'm like, oh, that guy. Or I couldn't remember.
I don't know. He's been in stuff.
Yeah. That sucks.
Bummer. You know, he's old, I guess.
But yeah. It seems like he lived a pretty good life. You want more bummer news, Daniel?
I would love some.
The New Gods series will be on hiatus after issue 12.
Really?
But Ram V has confirmed he and Evan Cagle are going to take a break to do creator-owned stuff. So that's good news. And then the New Gods series will return. That's pretty cool.
Who knows how long that could take?
Forever. But they take as long as they damn need. That's what I'm going to say. But that's good that they're going to 12. What is that right now? Like 7?
8.
8?
I think.
Yeah.
9 came out today.
Oh, shit. Okay, nice. So a couple more of those.
Nathan.
What's up?
DC has Compact Comics. Marvel has Compact Comics.
Oh, you know, new publisher?
You know who's next in the Compact Comics game?
Valiant.
Close.
Ooh. Close? IDW, I guess?
Vault.
Fuck. I never would have. You would have given me 20 guesses. I forget completely about Vault.
Yeah.
What could be compact from Vault Comics?
Something that you might need to conceal? Have smaller? Books like Money Shot.
Ooh, okay.
These Savage Shores. That's a Ram B one.
Yep.
And Witchblood.
Okay. Good for them.
That's what we got so far.
Interesting.
So,
don't know if people are looking for Money Shot, but smaller.
Yeah, you throw it in the back pocket.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, true. Some smaller smut.
Yeah.
It's not even really smut, though.
Yeah.
Is it?
No.
I mean, there's like nudity. But it's like funny.
It's like
like comedic like stuff.
Yeah, it's not like a Gooner comic or anything.
Yeah. That's what should be compact.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, Jeff Lemire coming back to DC is going to be doing a JSA year one with Gavin Guidry.
Wow.
It's going to take place. It's going to be 6-issue storyline and it'll run through issues 13 and 18 of the existing JSA series, I guess.
Ah. Is that ending?
He's popping in. No, because he's popping in after issue 12. So it'll start with 13 and then go through 18.
I wonder if Lemire's going to keep
it. Or no, he's already on JSA, isn't he?
That's Lemire.
Jeff Lemire, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah.
Didn't you say Jeff Johns?
No, Jeff Lemire.
Oh, okay. So he's doing year one for a second.
I forgot that he was doing that JSA, but yeah. After his 12-issue run, I guess he'll do a 6-issue run with Gavin Guidry. That's pretty cool.
That's cool.
What else you got? Did you see...
Primal's getting a season 3.
Oh, cool.
If you care about that. Not really comics news, but...
No, it's cool.
Good things. I need to finish season 1. But
I finished season 1. I need to finish season 2, though. Good show. Crazy. There's going to be an Infernal Hulk with Nick Klein doing the art on it, written by Philip Kennedy Johnson.
That's like the current Hulk team, right?
I think it was just Nick Klein doing it, like writing and art
okay.
for a little bit, and now it's him and Philip Kennedy Johnson. That's cool. I like Nick Klein stuff. Danny wants some big, huge news that came out today.
Sure.
Lego Batman Legacy of the Dark Knight. It's going to be a Lego game that basically looks...
I thought that was like an animated movie or something.
Lego game that is going to be Arkham-style combat with Arkham-style stealth, and it's going to be open world, similar to Arkham Knight, and you can have a drivable Batmobile, and it's going to be adapting iconic moments from all Batman movies, like the Batman and the Dark Knight stuff. So it pretty much seems like Lego's take on Arkham, which seems like a lot of fun.
It's pretty neat.
I saw the trailer and I was like, this looks sick. There's a skin you can download for Arkham Knight that is like a Lego Batman costume, and it looks just like that. Except there's just a little bit more Lego in this trailer.
That's hilarious.
But it seems awesome. So I'm really excited for it.
I don't know if this has been like announced or anything, but I saw it on Comics Hub when I was trying to order like some books. There's going to be an Alien versus Captain America book.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I don't think that was announced.
Yeah, it's supposed to come out in like November 5th. And I don't even think solicitations have come out for it yet. But
did you see who was on it?
Frank Thierry.
Okay.
You know,
yep.
Godzilla.
Here There fame, Be Dragons.
And Stefani Raphael.
Okay. That's cool. That seems like it'd be fun.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Captain America couldn't talk to him about justice.
Yeah.
To the Xenomorphs.
Tell them to watch their mouths.
There were a couple more creative teams announced for the DC Marvel crossover, including a Harley Quinn Hulk story by Mariko Tamaki and Amanda Connor. They will deliver a comedic brawl between the two. Oh, I thought they were going to say it. But it looks like, just based off the cover, they're eating hot dogs. They're in a hot dog eating contest.
Ooh.
That could be good. And then Scott Snyder, James Tynion, and Joshua Williamson, and Hayden Sherman are doing a Constantine Doctor Strange story.
That's what I'm most excited for.
That one seems cool. Mostly for me because of Hayden Sherman. I've been liking his stuff lately. Because of Absolute Wonder Woman.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool.
That'll be sweet. Oh, and then Tom Taylor, Bruno Redondo are going to reunite for Nightwing Wolverine story, but like Laura Kinney Wolverine.
That's cool.
Because Tom Taylor's been doing both of those. Dude, speaking of Tom Taylor, I saw this like random old like 90s Halo 3 MLG video about this guy like giving you tips about, I don't know. I was just like watching it because I'm like, this is crazy. Because it was like on TV. I forget what the channel is called, but there used to be like a gamer TV show or channel. Anyway, the guy that was talking about it was named T Squared and his name is Tom Taylor. And I'm like, that kind of looks like Tom Taylor. Was Tom Taylor a fucking MLG dude? And I was doing deep dives on Wikipedia, but I don't think it's the same guy, but they do look similar.
You should just ask him.
I should. I was like, is this you? Are you nasty at Halo 3?
He's like, no.
They brought me. I should make the entry on Wikipedia. It's just like, also used to be fucking nice on the sticks.
It's funny.
But it was, I thought I had just discovered something crazy for like 2 seconds, but no, I think T-Squared went to jail. But not confirmed.
What book do you read this week, Nathan?
We read Indigo Children by way of recommendation from one of our listeners. Who Dinger. Daniel's going to say, yeah, Dinger. And I'm going to pull up who did the book. 1 second. Kurt Pyers.
Shit. And Rockwell White.
They did the story and scripts. Alex Diotto did the line art. D. Cuniff did the color art. And Hassan Utsmeinelau did the letters.
And production design.
That's a cool title for a comic. I think that's just like how the shit looks, how the vibes are.
Well, it's like all the like, just like epilogue the epilogue pages and stuff like that.
That makes sense. Pretty cool.
They gave a shout out to Fernando Rosales on the logo, which, I mean, good job.
I mean, I guess.
I mean, sure, you should credit people who do work, you know?
This is true. This just looks like a font on Canva, though. As somebody that's been deep in the Canva workspaces, because I have a wedding coming up, I could definitely find this.
Yeah.
But maybe I have this guy to thank, Fernando.
So, what'd you think of this?
I think it's fine, but I couldn't get into it. I wish I liked it more.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think it's bad. There's like everything, all of this is like a comic book story for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's parts where like there's maybe like some holes in like the writing or like some parts of the art where I'm like, it's weird that they chose to represent it that way. Just things like that. And then by the end, I was like, I think there's too many balls to juggle here. Almost.
I think there's a good amount of balls.
Good amount of balls. But there's just like something about it where I'm like,
I really like the art. It's just like a style that I like, where it's like, it's proportionate, but yeah, not too detailed. Like, it's like a simple kind of thing. It almost makes you feel like I could draw.
Well, there's like, not sometimes I would find myself thinking, is that the same character as like this guy from before? Because like, it would just be like different angles or something that like looks a little bit off. And yeah, so I would just get confused on some characters.
Yeah, the reporter and then this other guy both have like beards and short hair.
Yeah.
And so that did trip me up for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly everyone kind of stood alone, you know?
Yeah. And the artist is pretty good. There's some parts where he like really locks in and I'm like, this is some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
He has going on. And I like just the idea of it being like superpowered kids and they're like brainwashed, but you have to like unlock them to like unlock their powers kind of. And but like then like each issue is like a different one, you learn a little bit about them.
So it's like what it is like are kids that are like reincarnated Martians or something.
Well, that part I don't understand. I don't know how they got from Mars to here.
I don't know, but
but I don't think we're supposed to know yet.
Then it's fair. Like there's like a time jump and then they're like adults now.
Yeah,
they should have just kept them as kids
that
and doing all the same things.
A good point.
That would have been so sick.
Because they've been...
I'd be way more into it for some reason. Like, these kids just murdering people.
Yeah, I know. Fucking causing all these explosions and stuff.
Yeah. Because it's even called Indigo Children, you know?
That's a really good point, too.
But it's like, imagine if Paper Girls, and they were all just grown up after, like, the second issue.
And you're like, I guess they're still girls.
They interact with their future selves, but that's different, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so, I was kind of looking forward to that, but then, like, it's there's just adults. Like, everyone's just all adults doing adult things.
Yeah.
It kind of gave like Jason Bourne vibes, but if he had superpowers, you know?
Yeah, it seems like that. Like, they're on the run. This is a movie, you know?
But like a majority of the book is like getting the group back together,
mm-hmm,
the band back together. And each issue is like another guy that they add on, you know?
And they're like,
and I'm like, they're running out of issues.
Yeah.
I'm like, get some plot.
When are we going to get somewhere?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when they did start to like get somewhere, I'm like, I'm just lost now from like what I thought, from what I thought it was going to be. There's just like things that happen in that issue where they start to do stuff. I'm like, this was where we were going.
Yeah, so, it's pretty interesting. And I think the legs are there. Maybe like as this continues, it could like kind of be more well-rounded, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think it's got a great flow.
Yeah, definitely. It was like really easy to read through a lot of this.
By any means.
Yeah.
Gives like kind of like Chronicle vibes, you know, as far as like what they're able to do, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Some of that's not very well defined, I will say.
Right.
Powers wise, I'm like, well, who just did that?
Or and then it was also like,
this is something you could do the whole time.
And then eventually it became like everyone's got like a different power, kind of.
Yeah. And it almost seems like there was almost like Hancock rules where it's like the more of them you get together, they could like do more.
Oh, maybe
that's they didn't ever explicitly like mention that, but it seemed like when they're all together, they could like start floating and like start doing weird, like more crazier shit. And
yeah,
I'm like, that might be kind of cool if that's what they were going for, but I doubt that they were. But maybe, because I don't know, the powers are like they're kind of like all over the place for me, because there someone will do something and I'm like, you could do that the whole time, or like, how did you know that you could do that?
Well, yeah, I mean,
I like, guess they knew each other before, but
right.
So anyway.
So
let's just get into it.
All right.
So it starts with some children with powers. They're floating in front of a Sphinx in Egypt. And then it cuts to an airplane scene when Alexei, who's one of the kids, can feel a passenger, or like he reads his mind on the plane, and he's like a Chechenian soldier, and he like snitches on him, and somebody from the plane is going to like arrest him, and then the plane blows up. Hilarious, by the way. Because it's like, why did that happen? Because like the way that it's shown in the comic, it's like, oh my God, he's going to arrest that man. And then just like the plane like blows up. Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what the hell?
What was cool is like a great element in this that I think other comics should have is like all of the flashbacks were in like different shades of blue.
Yeah, indigo.
Indigo.
I would argue.
Oh. And it's just like, I knew
that helps a lot.
They didn't even have to put like the year or whatever.
No.
But like, it's just like, I get right away what they're doing, you know?
And yeah.
Sometimes in like flashbacks, it's like,
it could be hard.
They'll try and draw the people younger or whatever, mm-hmm. but like doesn't always work. And they'll be hard like, to go back it. And forth. Yeah. Yeah. So
the color palette definitely helps a lot with this.
For sure.
Then it kind of, there's a bit of a time jump, and there's this guy named Donovan Price, who's a journalist who's looking into a story about Alexei, who's a child with gifts, and he is disappeared after claiming that he was from Mars on like this tape that he saw. So Donovan he's like looking into this, and then he gets attacked in his own home for looking into this whole conspiracy. Donovan finds out that Alexei is being held in like a Russian town that's secretly run by like KGB agents. So it's like pretty serious stuff. And with the help of Donovan's friend, Nikki, he sneaks into the town, and Alexei uses telepathy to guide Donovan to him. But as soon as they meet, they're caught by the Russian military. And that's how that issue ends. You know, what I do like about this is that it feels like journalists chasing after conspiracy kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is cool.
Very.
But it feels like they drop that pretty quick.
Because like after this.
He's like, oh, I'm right.
Right.
And then it's just like him following
him around. Because like the video that he saw, no one else has seen.
Yeah. And there's like some random, you know, encrypted message thing that they had going back and forth that he was like talking with
somebody
named IC, which is probably Indigo Children.
And everyone's like, I don't know anything about that. Or whatever.
Yeah, true. There's like an old guy and he's like, stop looking into this kind of stuff. Or like they're listening. And so they put on white noise to talk to each other.
Yeah.
But then like that element of it is just like, oh, okay. I guess I was right.
He was like chatting with like someone who's just like an informant or whatever.
Yeah.
For him, but it just ended up being Alexei.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Okay, well, good.
It could have been like someone that knew him or whatever, because I don't know how he'd have access
I don't need another character in this book.
Yeah, that's true. But
there's so the Russian town that's run by just like KGB agents. Oh, you didn't see Ballerina, did you?
Like everyone's like actors kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
There's a town like that in the Ballerina, like John Wick spinoff.
Yeah.
But they're all assassins. And so she has to like make her way through this town where they're like all assassins for some reason.
Yeah.
That's what this reminded me of.
Hmm.
Kind of cool.
So he meets up with Alexei at this like abandoned, demolished house that's still got like a bit of framing up.
Yeah. Why is he there?
And they're talking for a bit. And then someone's like, nobody move. And like, there's like half a dozen soldiers.
Yeah, how they get there.
Yeah, I'm like,
they're like 10 feet away from them.
Yeah, how do they like, fucking sneak up on them? There's nothing for like a mile.
Isn't Alexei direction. Like telepathically scanning around him? It seems like he has Charles Xavier powers or like Jean Grey, I guess.
It's as if they were walking right behind the reporter, dude.
Yeah, because they only exchange a couple words before it was like, bunch of military guys right here. That's a good point. I didn't even... Also, why is Alexei there? Is he just hanging out in this house?
Well, it's just,
if he's stuck in
a meeting point, I guess.
But you'd think he'd be like held prisoner or something.
Maybe it's like a perimeter that he's like able to roam around in.
Probably. Yeah, crazy. There's also like an epilogue where you see a little bit more context of that plane explosion, but you don't really see why it exploded.
Well, after the explosion, really he had like everyone on the plane, like in this protective bubble kind of thing. So that was pretty cool. Pretty beefy, double-sized issue.
Yeah.
So that adds to the page count for sure, but yep. It didn't feel long.
Yeah, that one I don't think felt too long. It just kind of sets up what's going on.
Yeah, regardless of like the nitpicks I might have, it still like read well.
Yeah.
Which is like
100%. I think that's the most important.
75% of what I look for in comics, I
definitely.
Think.
If you could like easily get through with that without being bogged down too much by like exposition or anything like that,
That's
pretty solid. That gets you like most of the way to a good comic, I would say.
Yeah, because then it just like, it like hurts less, I guess, if it sucks.
And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Well.
Like, next.
Yeah, maybe not for me. But chapter 2.
Hold on. there's a Martian Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I don't remember what happened necessarily. That's just the words that they use.
They said like nuclear Holocaust, I think.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's
which is
right.
Why, that's if why we look at Mars now, there's nothing there.
There's no stuff.
There's no stuff. It's all underground.
I think it's just blown away.
Blown away?
Like there was something there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Cool.
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2. So we get the story of Fred, who's another Indigo child, or an Indigo man, I guess now. He's like a successful business real estate guy, but he's seeing visions of like his past that he can't remember. He's going to like therapy and he's like, I don't know what this is. When he realizes he's being monitored and by like some people, he gets attacked and he just kind of unlocks telekinetic powers to deflect the bullets. And then Alexei breaks in to help the fight. Alexei unlocks Fred's memories and then they use Fred's like Green Lantern hard light construct powers to escape.
He's more like Bunker.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He's like Bunker from Teen Titans because it's just like, it seems like a hard light constructs.
Yeah.
But he can only do bricks. So it's pretty much just Bunker. But
he'd be a great dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Imagine the structures you could build. But then I'm like,
killer forts,
I'm wondering like, so he has a couple different powers because he uses some X-ray vision at some point.
Yeah.
To like see some people living in his walls.
Right.
Which is like, why not just like hook up cameras in his house? Why do you need to be like in the house, like on the other side of the wall?
That was a little,
it's kind of, it's just kind of funny.
And then like he pushes on like the wall, but it just kind of looks like a door.
Yeah.
And like, did you not know this door was here or whatever?
This is your house.
Yeah. Like it's a different shade than like the rest of the wall.
And he has telekinetic powers to like
redirect bullets,
which is cool. I like the visual language of it is pretty cool because you see it like get highlighted in this like sort of neon purple kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty cool.
That's a good effect.
I think they do a lazy window breaking because it's just like a bunch of glass shards that are just like floating there. You don't see the window breaking behind them.
It seems more presumably. Like someone shattered a vase or something.
Yeah. Because like behind him, it
broke through a window.
That's what.
Because if everything behind him was a window, then there'd be way more glass.
That's what I'm. Well, no, it seems like that would seem like an appropriate amount of glass.
For that window?
If he broke through a window behind them, yeah.
I don't know. That whole. Assuming that everything behind him was a window, that's a big ass window.
Yeah, he's a successful business real estate man.
I'm just saying there should be more glass.
That's what I'm saying. We're both confused.
Why are we yelling at each other?
I don't know. We agree.
You're stupid.
Anyway, they're like, all right, well, we saved Fred. Let's go save some other Indigo children. There's this like page where Alexei unlocks his memories. And it just like seems a little wonky to me. Because it seems like that would have been a banger like Andrea Sorrentino page.
Oh, yeah.
But in this, he's just kind of like, he's just like, like over under like a couple panels. I just think it looks a little bit silly.
Bet this is a little inspired by that. You know, like Gideon Falls, but I think they wanted to have like more little panels, like kind of
like around him.
Yeah, reminding us of some stuff.
Yeah. But I love a good page with a bunch of little panels. That's like a splash page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I love a splash page in general.
Yeah, me too. But there's this page. I feel like this art style is good. I think it works for this book, but I feel like his noses are a little inconsistent. I don't know if that's something that you noticed, but there's a particular page where I'm like, these are just two very differently drawn noses. Or it just seems like he sketches them in there without a whole lot of thought, because there's on this page, looks a little wonky, and then you look at Fred's, and he's got like kind of a lot going on with like how big the nostril is and like how weird angled the bridge of the nose is.
Yeah, it's
and kind I was of just like, looking at the noses the entire time.
It's like how...
And it changes
what
a lot.
You choose to like ink, you know, kind of... can make a difference, you know, because like not everything's gonna have like a shadow to where you need that hard line, you know.
True. That was just something that I noticed on that page.
And Alexei can fly. Can Fred fly?
I think Alexei levitates things, and so he does that to his own body.
You don't have to like get that specific about it, do you?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what these fucking people's powers are.
Well, I think they all fly. Unless Alexei's
I don't think so. I think Alexei has to be there. They're never flying without Alexei flying.
That's kind of cool if that's the case.
I mean, that's cool, but that, I think it is cool.
Well, if Fred can, like, redirect bullets, he could probably redirect himself into the air.
Unless it was Alexei doing that. But no, it looked like the... No, it was definitely Fred doing that because his eyes started glowing and then something happened to the bullets. But I don't think he uses that power again. So I don't really know. I don't really know what anybody
does. No one ever fires a bullet after this point.
Yeah. I think Alexei is just Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Like, telepathy, can, like, levitate things.
He's probably strongest to a point.
He seems like the leader for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. And then Fred, we only know for sure, can make bricks out of light. He makes purple bricks.
Yeah. Big ones, though. Like, Bunker made bricks, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
There
should be more Bunker, regardless. That's my PSA.
I think Bunker's awesome.
Bunker is the best.
He's, like, so underrated.
Absolutely.
Where's the Bunker solo series?
Sometimes I'll see a random TikTok of, like, underrated characters, and when Bunker's in there, I'm like, this is a good list.
This guy knows ball.
Yeah.
I wonder how much the Bunker first appearance goes for.
Dude, like... $1.80
You think so?
It's probably a dollar a bin.
Oh, fuck. You can't just look up Bunker for experience. Oh, no, you can. Kirk Bunker.
Is that his last name?
That's his name.
Okay. Wait. I think it's probably a last name, I guess.
Oh, never mind. This is from the Banshee show.
Yeah. DC Bunker. DC Bunker.
Teen Titans Volume 4, Number 1. Yeah.
Oh, so that book that he's in?
That book that he's in, that's his first appearance from November 2011.
Okay, hold on one sec.
Created by Scott Lobdell and Brett Booth.
Scott Lobdell rules.
He's got some good stuff.
Teen Titans Volume 4, you said?
Teen Titans Volume 4, Number 1, yeah.
Alrighty.
Give me the CGC rating and I'll give you a guess.
Okay, hold on.
He's part of...
You wanted, like, a graded book?
Do they just have, like, fine, very fine? Just, yeah, whatever the highest quality that's listed there.
Near mint.
Near mint for number one, so it's raw.
Yeah.
I'd say it's probably, like, 25.
Okay. Well, if you're in the market, you could get a near mint copy for the low price of $4.30.
$4.30?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Or you can get a very fine copy for $3.40.
Oh, dang. So, dude, we can invest now. And so when Bunker blows up.
Barely over cover price.
Damn. His team affiliations on just like the Google information page is Teen Titans, Justice League Queer.
Mm.
Which I haven't seen that book, but I wonder if it's any good.
Let's read it.
Yeah.
Hold on. So I think I knew him from the fifth run of Teen Titans.
I think it was...
And that was...
Oh, yeah. It might have been...
Oh, yeah. Because, dude, fucking Kenneth Rocafort.
Oh, yeah.
Was artist. He was
He's so good in that. Maybe that's why we like him so much.
That definitely adds.
Yeah. Because Kenneth Rocafort has such a fun style.
For sure. I think I like Mr. Miracle more just because of, like, Mitch Garrett's. Like stuff on it, totally. You know, like just the way he drew him is like cooler than, you know, what I've seen him in like Justice League and yeah. stuff, you know, where he's just serious.
Just like, yeah, serious dude in that goofy
yeah.
outfit.
Yeah.
Anyway, chapter 3, we get the story of Rose, who's an indigo child that was taken from her parents and then brainwashed to forget them. And she was forced to be the daughter, or she was forced into thinking that she was the daughter of Mexico's president who's just elected. And the indigo children, with Donovan and his friend Nikki still following them, they sneak into like a ball that the president is having, and they go in to awaken Rose. Rose uses her voice powers to help get them out of there, and they go to find Ahmed next. But then we see that there's Indigo 5 in Japan. He's being hired to go stop the other Indigo children.
So we knew that he was an Indigo?
They call him Indigo 5.
Okay.
Which, yeah, it was confusing to me at first because I'm like, is this just he's just good at what he does, or I don't know. But yeah, that is an Indigo 5.
Yeah, his power is just being a good assassin, I guess.
I don't really know what his power is.
He did some jumps.
He did some jumps, maybe like froze some people, or he's fast. I don't really know.
Maybe.
There's some backstory that Rose and Fred used to be like in a relationship.
Well, he does like a hand thing. like a wave that looks like it like
Indigo 5?
Yeah, throws a couple people.
Okay.
So maybe it's...
Oh, I think he's like a force field guy. But then it's like...
Maybe he's got the force.
He could have the force.
Oh, yeah. He uses a force field later.
I think he uses a force field to like block a bullet or something.
Force and force field powers.
There's levitation, there's force field powers, and then there's also just like bunker, which effectively could all do the same thing, it seems like. They just stop bullets.
You know? Think the bunker blocks probably aren't impenetrable. I bet they like... You know, if you get
a good enough gun, it'll go through?
Yeah, a couple hits, they probably like break, you know? Okay,
maybe, yeah. You could probably argue that with any of these powers.
Yeah, like Minecraft or whatever. When you're like...
When you shoot somebody in Minecraft?
No, when you're like hitting a block or something.
Yeah, true. You need obsidian.
You need a diamond sword.
Good, wow. So this guy knows Minecraft.
So Rose has like Black Canary powers.
Yeah, she's a singer when she doesn't know that she has powers. Naturally. And then when she has powers, she can sing really loud.
Yeah, and it's...
It's Black Canary. It's
real loud.
But she has another power later that's just like way out of left field. And I'll get to it when we get to it, but I just think it's funny.
You think Rose could fly if she screams at the ground hard enough?
Dude, probably.
Because I think Banshee does that.
That's how Banshee flies, yeah.
I'm like, Banshee, yeah.
I don't think Black Canary ever does that, though.
Probably could if she needed to.
Maybe like a little boost.
It's kind of like
a rocket jump from Halo.
Remember in like the X-Men 97 where he like blasts the ground, yeah. You know, to kind of break his fall?
One of the coolest fucking scenes in that show. Oh, yeah.
Episode 1.
I remember, yeah.
Do I remember?
Dude, remember when he like blasts the ground to make him slide and he uses that momentum to like punch somebody?
No.
It's like after that scene, but I thought it was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
Good show. There's some backstory in this issue that Rose and Fred used to be in a relationship, but then that's like not something that's really used outside of this issue. So I think it's kind of funny.
They're just kind of like standing next to each other.
Yeah.
The rest of the book.
And so it's like,
because they're together.
Whatever. Yeah. So like that's like character development. But then I think they're just going from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. Like from this point that you don't really get to see what their relationship is like.
So he like kisses her to bring back all the memories and stuff.
Yeah, so her memories get brought back like halfway.
If like lips touching bring back the memories, then surely hands touching could also do the same thing.
Yeah, he could just, yeah.
Did he have to like plant one on this stranger? What I
was, yeah, and I'm like, why did everybody else have their powers?
Alexi should have kissed Fred.
Dude, oh, that would have been awesome. Like, that's the only way to give your memories back.
It's the universal cure for amnesia.
Just get a little smooch.
Yeah. Wolverine just needs to kiss more people. You know? Yeah. So they seem to have like, it's not like just like a childhood like crush thing. Like, it seemed like they were like adults and had like a bit of a relationship.
It looks like it, huh?
So I'm wondering like when they lost their memories and how long ago that was.
I'm also wondering like when they lost their memories, they just let them go. I assume it's like the government or whatever that brainwashed them.
Yeah, how would they know how to brainwash Martians? I mean, I guess if they're reincarnated in human bodies,
but they look like they're Martian forms, like pretty closely. We see them when they're Martians.
Oh, yeah. It's not like they look like...
They don't look completely Manhunter different.
Or anything. They're just like humans that were on Mars.
Yeah. And so I assume they're either Martians or for some reason they were born as people and they have Martian brain. So I don't know. I'm confused. But they do look like adults here. So I'm like, did they get brainwashed when they weren't children? And that would make the title confusing.
Because like brainwashing a child is surely easier.
Yeah, yeah.
Then brainwashing an adult.
You're doing it currently with your child.
Exactly. I'm trying to make him think he's me.
Yeah. You're trying to make him a sleeper agent.
Yeah.
And then you give him the Bucky Barnes.
I'm hoping if I feed him all the same music that I was fed, that he'll just have the same
You're actually trying to do that.
The same music taste that I do now, you know.
You gotta just ask dad for like whatever CDs he has, because they're probably still in his car.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this like government guy that's trying to hunt them all down. They never say his name, I don't think. I looked. They just call him Sir. He's like a white dude with gray temples.
Yeah.
So that's a guy. But anyway, chapter 4. This is the story of Ahmed. He's like a gay guy from Kabul that can turn invisible. And on their way to go get him, the journalist Donovan, who's still there for some reason, explains that he gives his origin story, saying that he was on that plane that exploded randomly in the first issue, and he's been trying to find answers about the Indigo Children ever since. That's why he was involved. We now understand why. But after days of searching, Donovan finds Ahmed, but so did the American military who's there, who was following Donovan, I guess, but they were in helicopters, so I don't know how he didn't know, because helicopters are fucking loud. But anyway, the Indigo Children start a fight with the helicopters, and that's this issue.
And then they shoot the reporter in the face.
Oh yeah, he dies. Yeah. That's one of the things I was like, it looks like it wasn't that big of a moment. This is the first character that we really knew in this book, and he just dies in this issue.
I kind of like that though.
I mean, it's cool that it could just randomly happen, but the panel of him getting shot in the head, you can't even tell it's a bullet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's just blood and he's in pain and it's coming from his temple area.
Yeah, and I'm like, did he get hit with a rock? Because the panel before this.
No, the fucking.
The bullets.
Chopper shooting bullets got him.
Did he hit his head or something? Because then he's on the ground. I don't know. It didn't seem like. At least in this panel, this is a pretty big fucking moment. So you'd think that it'd be a splash page. You're like, no, Donovan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But. So that's just something that I thought was an interesting choice.
Yeah. It just looks like Donovan without glasses.
Yeah, that's also kind of tough about this because I do confuse them.
They both have those thin or not too thick of beards.
Yeah.
It's real short.
Somewhat patchy.
Some scruff or whatever.
Yeah, they do look pretty similar.
I guess that's enough or whatever.
He's got slightly longer bangs or something, but there's a panel where they're next to each other. And I'm if they both had glasses, I wouldn't be able to tell.
They could be brothers.
Yeah, they could be. So, but I like that Ahmed finds them first and he knows that they're kind of looking for him, but he scouts them out for a while because he could turn invisible.
Well, that was weird because I guess his memories aren't coming back.
But he knows he has powers?
Yeah, they're all in a hotel and they're tomorrow we'll look for him. And then they're just asking a bunch of strangers if they've seen this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just kind of following them.
Yeah.
And then reveals himself.
Yep.
You probably could have cut out a couple pages by just being
There was a lot of searching around for him.
Yeah.
For it to be we didn't find him. And then he finds them, or he really reveals himself to them. Who makes the force field here when Donovan gets shot? Was it Ahmed?
Oh, yeah, because Ahmed and him are right next to each other.
So is he just Invisible Woman?
So does he? I guess so.
I guess he's the force field guy.
Yeah.
Mm.
But there are force fields.
There's force fields later that he didn't make, to my understanding. So that's why I'm
we'll see when we get there.
I wish all the Indigo Children be like, hey, my name's Fred. I only make bunker powers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or my name's Lexi. I'm just Jean Grey. That's all I can do. No force fields is Ahmed. But anyway, it's chapter 5.
Yeah, there could be
this is where there's new powers.
Some leadership from Lexi or something.
It's yeah.
Go force field or whatever.
Yeah. Go force field over there. Save Donovan.
Or even just he'd be Ahmed, yelling and knowing that that's his thing.
Yeah, being help. And then he makes force field.
Clearly, you need to use your powers right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So chapter 5, the Indigo Children escape Kabul by using Rose's weather powers. She makes a sandstorm, I think.
Does she?
There's a sandstorm that gets created and I think Alexi tells her to make one.
She's not just screaming at the...
Someone says, do your thing, and then it's Rose looking up, and then there's a sandstorm. She has weather powers, too?
So she's
Or is it only sand powers?
She's Storm and
Black Canary put together. So, the greatest sandstorm, they go into a secret tunnel. The Indigo 5 guy can, track them, because I think that's one of his powers. So, he leads the military to them, but then he, double-crosses the military, and he helps the Indigo Children escape with his force field powers, or maybe that's somebody else now that we've talked about it, but I think then they barely make it back to the plane to fly out of there, and then they head to Cairo in Egypt where it all started, and that's this issue.
Okay, yeah, so there's him,
but he seems to make a force field to stop the gun.
Yeah, and it's it's the same looking force field as Ahmed.
Yeah, so I don't know, maybe some of them just have the same powers, but this guy has tracking powers too, because he's in the back of the truck that the military's in. And he's take a left here. So he's got some tracking powers.
Yeah.
Which would be good if you're a hitman, I guess. But I don't know if he can only track Indigo children.
He's kind of like...
Probably not.
Hitman from DC, because he can like read minds, you know?
I've never read Hitman from DC.
It's good. We'll read it one day.
Okay, cool. Also, something that's kind of weird in this book is that just the military has this like big electric future gun, like sci-fi gun. It just like doesn't really fit. Even on the vehicle that it's on, it just seems like they kind of bolted it in there. And yeah. It just kind of seems a bit out of place.
I mean, it is like kind of like one of those, you know, six-wheeler convoy things, you know? It's probably the biggest thing that they had that it could also move.
Yeah. It's just like very sci-fi in the truck or the van itself.
It seems like if it blasted, it might knock over.
Oh, yeah. It'll flip that shit over.
But I don't know if like these electric powers would cause any like force, you know, or recoil. Yeah.
But this is the issue where I was kind of like lost. So I'm like, okay, we got the band back together. Now there's like two new powers. And then there's this guy who immediately double crosses the military and they just kind of roll with it.
Oh, and then Rose and Fred like hold hands and they like have like little electric sparks around them. Does that mean that they like is that her weather powers working, or is that just representing the spark that they have between each other?
Ooh, spicy. But I think that's where I had the idea in my head. I'm like, well, if they're like closer together and their powers are better or something like that.
I don't think
that's what it is, but I had that idea in my head and I'm like, that would be kind of a cool element near of the book.
Each other and like wake up their memories to, I guess, remember the instinct they have.
Yeah.
Because you think like maybe if Rose got a little frustrated, she would yell, you know, and then like
fucking kill somebody.
Right. Or like deafen them or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, also, there's epilogue pages in every issue, and I don't mind that, but after every issue, I'm like, seems like this is just something you should have put in the story.
I mean, I kind of like the little break.
It is a bit of a break, and then it's like a page or two, so it's fine.
Because it's always like just going back to like a character we either haven't seen yet or haven't, or like kind of sets up the next thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I don't like hate it. It is a little odd. You think it'd only be like in the
first,
the last,
or the last? Yeah,
first and last would be good, because then like first issue is like what gets you into the story, and then last issue like
it's like keeps you going after credit scene,
right?
But chapter six, Daniel.
Hold on.
All right. What do you got?
Who's the dude that's like friends with like the reporter?
Nikki, just some Russian dude.
He's like, we gotta get out of here on the plane or whatever, and they start flying away. I'm like, what do you mean? I was like, you left a little too soon. You could have waited like 15 seconds.
They saw the truck, but then they saw that they were being chased. So it's like, let's take off and they'll figure it out.
Yeah. And then Alexi like makes the Jeep fly into the back of it.
That's kind
of
cool.
I'm like, that's fucking sick.
That was a good scene.
The best use of his powers.
But who are these people flying the plane? Because one of them also looks like Donovan. I thought it was Donovan for a second. And I'm like, didn't he just die?
Oh yeah. Another guy.
Guy with like a 5 o'clock shadow.
He doesn't have a mustache, though. It's more like a neck beard kind of thing.
Yeah, that's true. But both the pilot and the guy that's telling
him. Throw a blonde guy in there, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
A redhead.
Throw another black guy in there. Yeah. It'd help a lot.
Black guy with the beard, done.
Black guy with the beard would go so hard right now.
Give one man a mustache.
God, they're all white and they all have beards, dude. I can't follow.
No, a man's Middle Eastern.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, that's all I got. All right, six.
Six. So we get a flashback to Mars when the Indigo children were Martians, and they're discussing Mars.
You know they're Martians because they're
and they all wear cloaks. They only have one outfit.
They look like the Guardians.
They do.
From the Green Lantern.
Yeah, the Guardians of the Universe. Yeah, I think. Are they all kids here?
No, they're like adults.
No, they're adults.
You don't have a beard when you're a kid.
Oh, true.
Fred's got a beard here.
He's got some drip.
Yeah, so they're not like.
So they did get reincarnated. They're not maybe. Or maybe their minds.
See, their minds.
That's probably something that gets explained later. And I'm
like,
cool
Rose
with that.
Is still a girl. You know.
Yeah. They're both. Everybody. Okay, so there's ethnicities on Mars.
There could have been name tags or something, you know, to help.
That would be cool. I mean, I get it enough. Like, I could tell who's Alexi, even though he doesn't have long hair anymore. I could tell that the one girl was still the one girl. Anyway. They're discussing how Mars is like on the brink of extinction and they have like different opinions on how they should handle it. And in the present, they bury Donovan and they're like, who's this Indigo 5 guy? should we trust him? But before they can even talk about it, the military ambushes them again. Ahmed turns invisible, and then he steals one of the helicopter drone things that they have, and then they all start fighting back. They beat the military, and they put the leader, white guy with temples, in like a mine prison thing like they did before. And then the Indigo Children enter some lab that's inside of a Sphinx statue that they have to like break apart to get into.
I think it's like the Sphinx.
Is there multiple Sphinxes or is it just one?
I thought it was just the one.
So they fucked up the only one?
Yeah.
Where are all the tourists?
There's this black box thing in the head.
Yeah, I don't know what that's supposed to be.
I don't think there's like a Sphinx that's just out there somewhere that's not being visited by tourists.
That's what I'm saying. If there's only one, then like, where's all the tourists?
Maybe the Sphinx is closed right now.
That's true. He's sleeping. Anyway, so there's like this black box that they go into, and I think it's like a lab, and there's some alien tech in there called a codex that can like do anything, pretty much. It'll cure cancer or do all this stuff. And so Alexi's like, sweet, let's use this. And then Indigo 5 double crosses everybody again, and he starts a fight that turns into like a big white explosion, which is where the book ends. It's like a big cliffhanger.
It says to be continued.
To be continued.
But it hasn't been continued.
It hasn't?
Has not.
Oh.
This is all we got.
That's where they left us?
Yeah.
Brother. That sucks. So this codex thing can not only cure cancer, which is normally like the peak thing a device can do in fiction, but it can also fix and clean up our atmosphere that we fucked up.
It seems like...
And it'll filter your water.
Just Martian tech that they brought over.
Yeah.
And that they're just like far ahead of like where like Earth is.
Uh-huh.
You know, so then now that they remember all this shit, they can just kind of backtrack. Like, what do we need to handle first?
Yeah. What's it called in the movie where you need to get a thing? And what's the thing called?
A MacGuffin?
MacGuffin? This is like the highest MacGuffin you can get.
Well, like a MacGuffin is anything that moves the story forward. I think it's just a plot device.
Plot device, yeah.
It's just... But like normally... A lot of... I hate... Like, there's a lot of movies, but like I kind of hate where it's like...
We gotta go get a thing.
Oh, we gotta get the thing.
Yeah.
You know?
This whole thing was we gotta go get the thing without us even knowing about it.
Yeah. What, are they like drawn to the Sphinx or whatever?
I think Alexi knew where they were supposed to go, but he needs to get the gang back together.
Yeah.
But if Indigo 5 didn't need to get woken up, did he not know where it was?
Probably not. Because he knew he had powers.
Yeah, he knew he had powers.
So did they just leave him?
They must have. Well, he seems like an evil one based off the flashback.
Yeah.
So maybe he's the one that made all the Indigo Children brainwashed. Or he helped the government do that or something.
It'd be cool if like they just all had to like put their hand on the box to open it.
That would be, you know? That'd be nice too.
And it was lucky that the assassin guy came when he came.
Yeah. Also, that codex stores all of Martian history. It's like a storage device.
Yeah.
So it could just like do anything, which is crazy.
Right.
I like how Nikki, that like Russian dude who's the friend of Donovan, just like leaves randomly.
He just dips.
He dips right before they go into the Sphinx. And he's like, you know what? I think I'm in over my head. But like you're in Egypt, bro. Where are you gonna go? You don't live here.
He goes to the KFC that's got a view of the pyramid.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Like right next to the pyramid is just like civilization.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's all tourists or whatever.
I've seen the pictures.
Yeah. So,
but yeah. I didn't know there's a KFC within the.
Or maybe view. It's a Pizza Hut, but yeah, like you'd be eating some fried chicken, look out the window and see the pyramids.
I love humanity. But capitalism, yeah, but Nikki just like leaves, and I'm like, dude, you're like, commit. You've been here up to this point. You fought the military like four times.
You probably can't even get in the box.
Yeah, that's true. You probably would have had to wait anyway. I just think it's funny that he chooses now to like dip out, and he's like, you know, this is like some god stuff.
Like he did his part, you know. Maybe the writer's like, all right, enough of this guy.
Yeah,
need to narrow it down. You know,
I think it's interesting that Alexi remembers the other Indigo Children except for Indigo 5, the one that double crosses them, because he knows like
because Fred, he hasn't kissed
Rose,
him yet.
I guess he hasn't kissed him. That's probably what it is.
Give him a little smooch.
No, but back. Like even before that, he finds Fred, Rose, and Ahmed, he knows who all of them are. He's like, we're gonna go get him next.
It's kind of fun that he's just Indigo 5, you know.
I do like that. I they might have said his name at some point, but they just kept calling him Indigo 5, and I think it's kind of a cool name. It's got a good flow.
And then it's just there's a lot of mystery there still.
Yeah. Also, the coloring of this last scene is really cool. Where they, like, do...
Oh, and he has, like, zappy powers here. He pushes Rose into a wall. He
holy shit.
He hits Ahmed with some zappy powers.
Uh-huh.
Very like Lord Sidious kind of shit. And so like if Alexi can fly, Indigo 5 has zappy powers, and they go and like punch each other and everything goes all white. Like what powers are they using to make that happen?
Yeah, it seems like Alexi makes a Kamehameha
thing.
So.
Wave. Anyway, maybe so, it'll come back.
I wonder what new powers they'll have when it comes back.
I hope this isn't how, like, this New ends. Gods ends.
Dude, oh, yeah, exactly. But anyway, let's get into Back Matter Matters, our next segment.
Back Matter Matters. We got a cover gallery.
Good covers. Tyler Boss.
Yes, sir.
Friend of the show.
Strong start. I don't know what book he's making a cover for. But like,
no, this is all in the first.
Who's
issue?
The guy with the gun?
I don't know.
Who's the guy with the ski mask?
No, the guy with the gun is the old guy that was like a teacher of Alexi.
Okay.
And then the ski mask guy broke into Donovan's house to try and kill him. But
who's,
I don't know who sent
him. Who's the person
him.
With the hair?
With the hair?
Is that Alexi when he's like all Super Saiyan?
It must be.
Okay.
Good cover though.
Good cover.
Tula Lote. Amazing banger. Cover. I don't understand it. When were crows a thing in this?
Yeah. Is Rose the crow?
She might be. But Rose wasn't in the first issue.
Yeah, issue one cover. Maybe it's like, maybe this is supposed to be Alexi.
But where are the crows? I don't know. Great cover, though. And then some artists that I don't really recognize, but I really like this Martin Simmons one for issue two. And then they plug some of the creators' other projects. So, like, the same creative team was on a book called Youth.
Uh-huh.
And then
what's kind of cool is like they even put in like their like Dark Horse book.
Yeah.
In the back of this image thing.
Yeah.
It's only Teenage Wasteland. So
I've heard about that one. I wonder if that's good. Anyway.
I just know this song by The Who.
What's it called?
I don't know. They say it's only Teenage Wasteland.
Oh, okay. Nice.
But it's not called that. Anyway.
So let's go into our next segment, the poll list, colon.
Shove in your box.
Actually, wait, what did you rate this book before we do that? What's a purple food you could give it?
I don't know if I'd go purple. There is a lot of purple in this.
Yeah.
I think I give it like a cookies and cream like it, you know, like good flavor. I think everyone likes cookies and cream, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily something I always get. But I know if I get it, like I'll like enjoy it. It's like a safe bet kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It seems like a very accessible book, like borderline a normie book. Like
yeah.
you could give if someone like happened to pick this up on their first comic shop trip. Like I don't think they'd be like disappointed or anything.
No, I don't think so.
It like reminds me of like other things, like a Chronicle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it was good. It's cool. I think there's hope.
I like it. I'm going to give it a grape soda.
Grape soda.
Because I don't know if I like started this when it was coming out, if I would have finished it.
Yeah.
But.
You don't finish grape sodas or?
Can't imagine that I always do. I can't remember the last time I had a grape soda. So in that sense, it's a little refreshing to have a little sip of grape soda.
Yeah. Remember it's out there.
What?
Remember that grape soda is out there.
Yeah. Just remember that it's out there and it's available. Like to have some.
Last time I've seen it was maybe like those like soda machines at like AMC or whatever.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So.
Which like I feel like those aren't great.
They like could be, but it's like the ones that are like licensed out to like fast food restaurants like aren't there. Like they'll have every flavor of Powerade except for blue.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's like what are we doing?
And that's like the best one, so it's like kind of always tough.
It's like Soda Simulator.
It's like, maybe I'll get a peach or whatever.
You ever want a peach Dr. Pepper, you son of a bitch? You know, I know you do.
Anyway, yeah, pull list. So, I wanted to add something to the ratings. So, on League of Comic Geeks, they rate, you can rate books and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think was like the overall rating?
Is it out of like five stars?
Yeah, but there's like percentages There's like a decimal, so it's like
it could be like
a number like a, point number
for the trade.
Yes,
I'd say this is probably rated like a 4.2.
Okay, so the highest rating that I've seen is a 4.8 mm-hmm. on like Watchmen, and that's
oh okay,
that's like exceptional.
Cool. All right.
So
this is. And you much give less this, than Watchmen, I think, in the public
And you give this perception. A 4.2, you say.
I'm guessing what people are saying.
And you stick
and now that I know that, I'd probably say this is a 3.3.
It's a 3.8.
Oh, wow.
Mostly positive reviews.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm glad people like it.
Yeah, it's good. Okay, now pull list. Books that came out today.
Show me your box.
Oh, yeah.
The pull list, what did you shove in your box?
Battle Beast, number 4.
Let's go.
Batman and Robin, year 1, number 10.
Oh god, I gotta, alright, I gotta get it on that one.
might as well just finish it out.
Might as well stick it right there.
Yeah. Why would I read it this far? Just to drive it. I hope the like other 8 issues I haven't read.
People are really liking this though. I haven't put in the time to read it. I read the first issue and I was like, I like that.
But I think the second issue just like took a second.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just haven't gotten to 3 yet.
Yeah.
We got New Gods number 9, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
We got Crypto number 3.
Nice.
I didn't get 2 in time. Like okay. when I looked for it, it was gone. But that is a good book. Justice League Red comes out.
Nice.
That
with
one.
Green Lantern in it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The non-red character?
Yeah. No, Cyborg's also in it.
He's got some red in there.
Got a red eye.
Good enough for me.
Close enough. Marvel All-on-One, which is that like thing versus the Marvel Universe thing.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's a one-shot or not. I think it's a one-shot. But I'm going to get that because Ed McGuinness drawing the thing
is
my favorite.
That's big.
And what'd you read, Nathan?
We're recording this one a little bit early.
One day early.
I only had time to read one book, which was Planet Death.
Number one. Do you do all your extra reading on Tuesdays?
No, I just haven't. I've been busy planning wedding stuff.
Tour.
With a lot of my free time. But I've had a lot of time to fall asleep to shows.
So.
So it's like, I know that when I'm about to fall asleep, I'll put on a show.
You're falling behind, Nathan.
Dude, I am.
We got behind. A majority of the year where we're doing our extra issues.
Yeah, this is true. I know. I got to lock in. You're right. But I read Planet Death number 1.
What'd you think?
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you like
it. It's just like hell yeah kind of book.
It is definitely a hell yeah book.
I don't know. Nothing happens. I mean, there's like a lot that happens.
There's like a war.
But there's like an entire war and it's basically just Warhammer. 40K.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know like what's going on. You know what I mean? That's what I mean by like nothing happens. Like you don't know what the goal of the book is. Other than just like, there's a weapon, you gotta go get it.
Defeat the enemy, get the weapon.
Go get it. Yeah.
Go home.
But I really like just the atmosphere. I think it's pretty fun.
Yeah, great art. I didn't expect the aliens to look that way.
Yeah, the aliens are kind of interesting. They're very creature looking, I guess.
Do they look like Greg Capullo drew them?
Dude, it kind of gives that vibe of like something that Greg Capullo would do. Like just like the energy that's in it. Not necessarily like his art style, but it feels like.
I feel like the art style. Like with the aliens specifically in their design.
The aliens, yeah, I would agree. But people know.
Were you disappointed when it wasn't the newsprint?
You know, I was thinking about that when I was reading it, and I was like, I don't mind this.
But it's like just normal.
It would be fucking cool if it was all newsprint.
Because then it feels more like an indie comic.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But
that adds to the experience, I guess.
For sure. I read Fantastic Four, number 1, the new Ryan North book.
Oh, okay, nice.
It was pretty good. Doom, he transports all the... Spoilers, but all the Fantastic Four to different places in time, you know, and they have to like find each other.
Cool.
I guess there's like a rock of infinity or whatever. It's just a rock that's always there and hasn't moved. And so they like have to carve like the time that they're in or whatever. And then I guess that's how Reed Richards can like pinpoint where they're at, I guess.
Oh, I see, because the etching will stay on the rock.
Right.
Okay.
They haven't been saved yet, but that's like kind of where it starts.
Okay.
And I thought that was interesting.
Is it taking place right after One World Under Doom stuff?
Does I don't it seem know.
Like that?
It didn't seem like it. Seems just like a normal day where
that's good. I think that
Doom is in New York or whatever.
He's doing some stuff.
He's dooming around.
Okay, cool.
I read The Boys, that Butcher miniseries, number 6. So done with that one. And then I read The Boys 60 and 61.
Cool.
Oh, dude. Let me look up something real quick. So you know how they do like teams that are referenced from like teams in comics or whatever? They'll be like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The G-Men, which is just like the X-Men or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They have a team called Parallactic, and they're like the 90s team.
Cool.
And I just want to show you them because they look really fun.
Nice.
That's like the first time we see them. And they just look ridiculous.
They do look insane. They look very cybernetic.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's basically their cyber force, essentially.
That's awesome.
And I was just really excited when I saw that.
Dude, one of them has nipples on their costume, on their armor.
Oh, nice. Metal nipples?
The Roman-looking dude has nipples. That's awesome. That looks great. That looks like a 90s group for sure.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like the Roman
guy.
Oh,
nice. Oh, and I like how they're like metallic, too.
The nipples like a distinctly different color.
Oh, the Roman dude has like the like hooves, like robo hooves.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, did you see that?
Dude, nice.
He's got like
that's
the,
a good design.
He's got like the backwards knees or whatever. So he could run real fast, I guess. I don't know.
Helps him run better.
Big fan. And what else? I read Godzilla versus the Marvel Universe, number 1.
Nice. And they cooked.
Did I read that? Yeah, I read it. It's
memorable.
I guess not. Everything I read really late. And so I read the last issue of this and I'm like, and I was flipping through the pages again. I'm like, did I read this? And then you just explained to me what happened. I'm like, yeah, I knew what happened. You know?
That was in there.
But yeah, not enough to get number 2, but it's fun and I'm glad they're doing it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I read Superman, the Kryptonite Spectrum, number 1.
Yep. That's the team behind Ice Cream Man.
Yeah. It's an interesting start. It definitely feels like that team is doing a Superman book.
Cool. That's what I want.
So, which is kind of like what you'd hope for. And I think the artwork is just kind of what I'm like most interested in because it's just so interesting seeing that dude draw like these big two characters.
Do they look like freaky motherfuckers?
It like kind of reminds me, it's a little like Frank Quietly esque in a way.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know, the designs, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy, like Batman doesn't, like the person Batman, like Bruce Wayne, doesn't necessarily look like
hot playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just know he's Batman because he's in the Batman suit kind of thing. You know, it's not like a specific look.
That's cool. I'm really excited. It seems like it's just weird.
It is weird.
It's like weird comics or like weird big two. So I'm kind of just interested to see what their take on it is.
Yeah. I think like
I'll give that a read.
If it wasn't that team and that art style, I don't know if I'd be that into it, I guess.
Yeah.
But
I think it's fair.
I've wanted to like be like, you know, caught up on Ice Cream Man, you know, just because I just like what they do, you know.
Yeah, I like what they're doing with that book.
What'd you watch, Nathan?
I watched Alien Earth episode 2.
Yes,
I
don't know sir.
So you're up?
All caught up. Or nice. I didn't watch today's.
I guess whatever. Episode 3 is coming out today as a recording, but yeah, I haven't watched that. What do you think?
Oh my God, dude.
Good stuff?
This shit fucking rocks.
It is kind of nice, isn't it?
I was like, because it's like, it's not too out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's pretty like classic, but just good and modern. It's got a fucking bananas budget.
Oh, I know.
Like, I was like, so Sarah watched it with me and she's like into it. And I'm like,
oh, cool. Nice.
And the first episode, I think we talked about in Dead Orbit. Like, I'm like, they never have like spaceships crashing in the movies because they always have like lower budgets, it seems like.
Yeah.
But first episode, big ass crash.
You bet there's a crash.
Big ass building. I'm like, that's fucking cool.
Yeah. I think you're probably a better, more knowledgeable on the series because you've just more recently rewatched all of them.
Yeah.
Like watched all of them. I haven't even watched all year. Aliens. So I'm glad that you like it.
Yeah.
I definitely really liked that. I like the perspective they're taking, like there's another company or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm also interested because they're not like a thing anymore, seemingly. And
yeah,
this is like a prequel.
I'm not like telling Sarah any of that, really.
Yeah. I just was kind of interested in that aspect. So something must happen.
Because I'm just wondering, like, yeah, where does this all go
kind of thing? Because I was also kind of worried about, like, how a sci-fi horror type franchise would work in, like, a serialized fashion.
It doesn't feel like a show, really. It just feels like a long movie.
That's what, yeah, dude.
Which is perfect.
I was thinking the same thing. It just, yeah, super long. You know, it's not necessarily like a horror show. There's horror elements. I do think that the alien acts a little bit weird sometimes, but I think there's a reason for it. Like, I don't think that they just overlooked or, like, made plot holes or something.
Yeah.
Because there's a point where, like, the brother, he's, like, in a situation where he sees the alien go and he rips apart, like, 8 people in, like, seconds.
Yeah.
And then he's confronted with the alien, and then the alien just kind of, like, leaves him be. And I'm like, I wonder why he wouldn't just rip him up, too. Because,
yeah.
But then maybe he's, like, trying to do something with people that aren't, like, a big threat. And maybe, like, a big group of people are a threat.
So there's that.
Yeah.
And the way I know, like, xenomorphs is, like, they kill.
Yeah.
You know? But at the end of the second episode, spoilers, like, he's, like, taken by a xenomorph, supposedly. And I'm just thinking, like, that's not the behavior of, like, a xenomorph normally. Yeah. They only really take you if you're, like, knocked out or something. And they know that they can, like, splooge you up on the wall.
Yeah, get you to
be face-hugged.
Get you in the mocos.
Yeah.
That's another thing, is that there's more alien things.
Right.
Because there's the bloodsucker ones.
Because this was, like, a research mission or whatever, a ship. And that was, like, a cool aspect of, like, the newer alien movies, like Prometheus and Covenant, where there's these just, like, other alien species and stuff. And so that was cool to get a bit of that, because it's just so early on, you know?
And those bloodsucker ones are fucking gross.
I did not fuck with that at all. They have, like, little spider web things to get on you and shit.
Yeah, it's gross. But it's awesome.
One, like, crawls into, like, the dude's head. I'm like, I'd be banging my head against that pole or whatever.
Yeah.
And so.
And then there's that android dude that, like, locks him to the pole. And I don't really know his.
Cyborg, Nathan.
Sorry, cyborg. But aren't there also androids?
There's synthetics.
Synthetics is what the children are, right?
Incorrect.
No, they're hybrids.
Correct.
Synthetics are androids.
Right. The ones that
in the traditional sense. And cyborgs are people with robot parts.
Yes.
And that's all 4. And then there's people, and that's all 4.
All 4 what?
Just characters, types.
There's 3, yeah. And there's, like, humans.
People, humans, hybrids, synthetics, cyborgs.
You got it.
Fuck.
That's what the first, like, minute was.
I know. It was explaining that, but I was like, fuck, what do I already know? What's already existed?
I'm super into all this, because I'm like...
I think it's good.
Because
it's a lot to chew on. There's
no, like, synthetics or hybrids the rest of the time, so I'm like... Did this just go badly, I imagine?
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe just because
that
one company, like, is doing the hybrids.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
Maybe it just doesn't work out and they stop the whole project. I don't know.
I think it fucking rules.
Yeah, I think it's really, really... I think it's really fun. So I'm excited to see how they stick the landing, because I feel like they will. This is the same showrunner that did Legion, which I found out.
Legion and Fargo, yeah.
And people like that show, too.
Yeah. Fargo rules. I love
Fargo. I've never watched it, so.
You can watch, like, season 1, 3, and 5 and really be into those. 2 and 4, you have to just be a diehard to, like, to get through and, like...
Are they different seasons or different?
They're all self-contained, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool.
That is nice.
I wonder if... Because if there is, like, a second season, I hope it'd be, like... Different. Like a different story, yeah, not just a continuation of this.
Maybe. I mean, it depends on how it ends, I guess.
Yeah. I
but heard, it's cool. I really like it.
So I heard far. That Noah Hawley might have signed on to this before the merger. That seems wrong, but I just heard that.
Merger of
Fox and Disney. Yeah.
That was a while ago.
Right. That was like 2017, I think. Because I remember still being in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it'd be like a hot minute since then.
Yeah. Special effects are really good when there's like when the ship in space is like all there's a bunch of debris and shit and they're flying through it and I'm like, this is cool.
It's cool that the ship has like it looks just like the one,
dude. It
like
looks Alien. So good.
And I'm like, oh, like Sarah doesn't know what she's watching.
I'm
like,
it was such a relief when I'm looking inside of the ship and I'm like, this looks so good.
Yeah. You know? It's like I'm like, this is where they eat. This is the button room.
flick all the buttons in there, all the switches.
What the newer movies have is like CGI xenomorphs,
mm-hmm.
which I think is cool and like works for.
These aren't CGI?
No, that's a dude in costume for sure.
There's like elements of CGI.
Perhaps.
Like, but remember like when he's on the statue and then he like runs away?
That shit, yeah, CGI. Yeah. But like okay. when he's like on the ground and close up.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can believe that.
That skinny up. Guy in the costume.
Cool. Which I didn't know that.
Which I think is like the best.
That's sick, yeah.
I think there was like a like one guy in like the older ones who just like did all of it and he was just the man.
Cool.
You know, but.
That'd be fun.
So I'm into it.
Yeah, love me it. Too. I am too. I'm going to keep with it. I also started a Breaking Bad rewatch.
Oh,
that's my fall asleep show, but God, it's a terrible fall asleep show. Dude, I'm staying up late recently. I'm already on season two, man.
I'd be so fucking... Dude, when I rewatch that, I'm like, maybe I don't like this show. It's so fucking stressful.
Dude, I know. I'm stressed out a lot of the time.
I have so much anxiety watching.
I'm like,
even though I know like how it pans out or whatever, I'm like...
There's a lot I don't remember. And I just...
That's good.
I like just being reminded of people's names. Like Crazy Eight or Skinny Pete, you know those people.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh yeah, well, the show's really fun. It's like well made.
I didn't like so in like Better Call Saul where they give like origin to why he's called Crazy Eight. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, he's playing poker or whatever.
Yeah, he was good in that show too. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that's fun. And then I also rewatched Talk to Me.
Oh, banger!
But I watched it with Sophie.
Has she never seen it?
She had never seen it.
That seems
she mean. Never did Ghost Spirits and stuff like that.
Oh, so this is perfect for her.
This is a perfect movie for her. Her sister convinced her to watch it because she came over on Sunday.
Carla's a bad influence.
She is. But Sophie did really well. So I'm like,
that's good.
I'm sorry. I think
that was a terrifying theater experience.
It really was. And on a rewatch, it's still pretty freaky.
Yeah.
But I think it's more like scary ideas. Kind of, and not necessarily right. like it doesn't ever really rely on jump scares, I would say.
No,
it's like maybe one or two, but man, that is such a wildly entertaining movie to me.
Yeah,
and that's so fucking rules. It's so good. It's so good on a rewatch, just knowing kind of how this universe works and whatnot.
Yeah,
there's stuff that like you forget.
That sure,
I was surprised that I forgot because there's a part where a demon like sucks on somebody's toes.
Yeah.
And when I remembered it happened, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I forgot this. Like out loud, I was like, oh my God, I forgot about this. And then just macking on that dude's toes.
How can I forget my favorite part?
And then I look at the Letterboxd reviews and it's like Quentin Tarantino's favorite horror movie. It's funny.
Yeah.
But man, that movie's good. And apparently they're going to make more, or they're going to make a sequel. There's plans for a sequel.
Talk to Me too.
So I hope they do that. I like that movie. I just remember like at the time not knowing how it was going to end, if it was going to end like kind of happy or if it was going to like just all be super depressing. Like it could have gone either way because there's that scene at the end where Mia like takes the kid in the wheelchair and he's about to push him in the freeway. And I'm like,
oh, yeah,
there's a very real possibility he's going to push that kid in the freeway. And I don't know if they're going to stop him. I don't know.
Yeah.
She seems fucking crazy. She stabbed her dad. So good movie. I recommend.
Good movie.
What'd you watch?
Sarah put on this movie called The Unforgivable, and it's like Sandra Bullock, and she like killed a guy, like she killed like a sheriff and did like 20 years for it, and I can't remember why. I think they're about to be like evicted and they're about to take like her little sister or whatever, and so she's kind of dealing, trying to get back on her feet and stuff like that. John Bernthal's in it. He's like good. He's only in it for like a little bit. But like the kids of like the sheriff like are coming after her, you know, and fucking Amanda Waller is in this, and cool. Kingpin is in this. I'm like, there's a lot of superheroes in this.
Vincent D'Onofrio.
Yeah,
nice.
And I thought it was pretty good. People didn't seem to like it. It's like a Netflix original, like 2 years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago. The twist is that she didn't kill the sheriff. Her little sister did.
Whoa.
Because they had a shotgun in the house and she was really freaking out her little sister, I guess, because she was like yelling at the sheriff on the phone or whatever.
Yeah.
But then like her sister thought she was helping or whatever. And so instead of like her little sister, I don't know, doing time or whatever happens to a kid murderer, she like does the time and then her sister goes to like a better family or whatever.
Got it.
Anyway, then I watched Fixed.
The Jenny Tartakovsky thing?
Yes, sir.
Oh, wow. Cool. Did you like it?
Yeah, there's like good things in this.
So not a great watch?
Overall, it's not like the standard that you'd like be used to.
Because this guy's like the GOAT.
He is very... The animation is like incredible.
It's hand-drawn animation.
Yes.
Which is absurd.
Well used.
No, it's not.
Sarah's review was, that was foul, but cute. And I'm like, okay.
That's better than I thought.
Yeah. I told her, I'm like, can we watch like an animated like adult movie that might be bad? She's like, sure. Because she like started like Doom Scroll Netflix.
Okay.
The thing is like, you had to like search it. Like, is like just scrolling on new stuff. It just like wasn't popping up. Mm. So the algorithm was not.
What's it called? Fixed?
Fixed. Mm. And if you don't love them with Fixed, you can't love them with Primal, you know? Yeah, you don't deserve them as Primal.
If you can't love me at my Fixed, you don't deserve me at my Primal.
Exactly.
Fair.
And then I watched this movie called Attack the Block. Have you ever heard of this?
Mm-mm.
So it's like a 2011 British movie about like an alien invasion. And it's like John Boyega's like first movie, I think. And it was like the thing he did before like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Which is pretty neat. And in it is like kind of a action comedy kind of thing. And in action comedy spirit, it has Nick Frost in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Like, he's the king of those.
Here we go. Yeah. Technically, it is a bad movie.
No.
But it's like off screen. So you're not sure, you know.
Is it confirmed that it died?
I looked up doesthedogdie.com.
I didn't know it was a thing.
It's a movie in case you're not sure and if like you want to just avoid those movies altogether.
Sure.
But you go to that and it says, yes, off screen, the dog dies.
Mm.
But it's
a bad movie, I guess.
It's like, it's basically like Stranger Things. It feels like British and there were aliens, essentially. Because like John Boyega is like 16 in this or whatever.
And is
like,
paper out?
No, he's like robbing people with his friends and whatnot. And it's like, all based in this one like apartment building that they call the block, and they like kill an alien because it like crashes into like a car or something.
Oh.
But then it turns out that's like, I think you should watch it eventually. But
they're on the list.
I don't know if it deserves to be on the list necessarily.
Okay, well then I'm not gonna watch it.
Fuck. All right, I'll throw it on there anyway. But it's like I've heard it being recommended here and there, especially whenever like alien movies comes up. It's super underrated.
Really?
But okay. I think it's really good.
Interesting.
Just really fun. It's like kind of, there's like, it's comical. And then just hearing them with their British slang is fun. Mm-hmm. The aliens in this are actually like kind of like really scary, you know, just like the way they move and like their design and stuff.
Humanoid?
They limbs? Describe them as like wolf bear things.
Okay. Is it furry?
I guess so. Huh. You can't really see them because they're just
stark
black, but they like light doesn't shine off of them, you know? So it almost looks like a silhouette with teeth.
Got it.
You know? And it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
So I recommend.
That's cool.
But Nathan, what are we going to read next week?
What are we going to read next week?
I don't know. What? Something's lined up, isn't there?
Yes, sir.
What do we got?
We got The Conjuring 4, Last Rites.
Oh, yeah.
Is coming out September 5th.
And there's a Conjuring comic?
There is. DC Horror, The Conjuring, The Lover.
It was a DC horror book?
Yeah, I remember
those? When they did that.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Because it's Warner Bros.
Warner Bros. Thing.
So I always thought that was interesting. This is probably the last time we'll be able to read this because this is the last Conjuring movie,
I think. Conjuring, yeah.
All right, who's on this motherfucker?
David Leslie Johnson McGoldrick.
Good name. And Rex Ogle. Gary Brown on art.
DC Horror.
Mike Spicer on colors.
Good. He does colors.
I guess it's a tie-in to the last movie.
Dude, So I just clicked the book and then it said discover related books. And then there's apparently a sequel to Basket Full of Heads, that book that I really didn't enjoy it like at all.
Uh-huh.
And there's a sequel now called Refrigerator Full of Heads.
Ooh.
And I wonder if that's any better.
not as good for transportation, but
no. But for storage, maybe.
For keeping fresh, for sure.
Yeah. That's true.
Are you excited for the movie Basketball Heads to come out? Or maybe there's a show?
I will watch it just to see if I am justified in the hate. But I think a lot of people liked Basketball Heads, so I think I was in a hater mood.
Is basket full one word?
Yeah. No, basket full of heads.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know why I thought that was one word. You fucked me up there. No, it is one word.
Whoa.
Oh my God.
Basketful sounds like a fucking adjective.
Yeah, it does. It's one of those Joe Hill books.
Hasn't been filmed yet.
And Dave Stewart was on it, and I still didn't like it.
I don't know if a colors would save a book necessarily.
No, it doesn't.
Let's see if Mike Spicer can do it.
Let's see. Yeah. Let's see.
Anyway. You okay that?
Yeah, yeah. All right, cool. That seems fun. Conjuring.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, everybody. We got a link tree in the bio. You can like, comment, subscribe. Yep, check out the other apps. You can email us at traverspod@gmail.com. Tell us.
Do you like Basketball Heads?
Do you like Basketball Heads? Is there anything wrong?
You like? I might be wrong.
It got a whole ass show. Comics normally don't get shows.
If someone recommends it, I will check it out again. But someone has to recommend it.
Now we'll save it for when the movie comes out.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's true.
Alrighty. And goodbye.
Bye.